In line with doing things slightly differently this morning from a normal service, I thought that what would be lovely to start our service, our sermon with this morning would be a quiz. Who doesn't love a quiz in church? Yeah. Do you know what's great about this? From the front, I can see all your faces drop as you worry that this is some kind of Bible quiz and you're all going to be found out. Don't worry, we haven't got the inquisitors among us this morning. This is simply a little quiz to find out who you think are saints. So I'm just going to ask you to vote yes if you think these people are saints. That's everybody as well, so I'm going to be watching you guys. So first of all, Mary, mother of Jesus.
Definitely,
think she's a
yes.
saint?
Yeah.
Okay, hands up if you think she's a saint. We've got to do this properly, otherwise it's not a quiz. Brilliant, okay. That's a consensus. What about Peter, the disciple, the one who always got things wrong?
Yeah.
Okay, that's... probably a majority. And you're not all just allowed to look at Alan for the right answer. I should have made that clear at the start. Okay, what about Francis of Assisi? Okay. What about Mother Teresa? Mother Teresa? Okay. This is interesting. What about our vicar guy, who's not with us this morning? So he won't be able to know what you said. Oh, okay. We will tell him what you all said. And what about me? I'm watching for the hands. Okay, well, we're going to find out and think a little bit about what saints really are this morning. But before we get into that, I'm going to need a hand. Because very carelessly this morning, I came into church with some bits of card and I idly dropped them around the church. And I would be really grateful if people could find those bits of card. And if there's one near you, bring it to the front and stand in a glorious line along here. Or, if you prefer, if you've got a child near you, pass it to them and invite them to come to the front. There should be 8 pieces of card. So I should have 8 people standing here in a second. Okay, so if you have a look around, have a look underneath the pew, have a look at the ends of the pew, can you find a piece of card and then come? Brilliant, we've got our first piece, thank you. Well done. Okay, so if you'd like to stand along here, everybody, that'd be really, really handy for me. You stand here. You come stand here. If you've got a piece of card, what I'd like you to do is hold the piece of card up really high so that the congregation can see it. So stand up on here. That's brilliant. Would you like to stand up? Brilliant. And hold up your pieces of card so that everyone can see it. Keep on coming. We've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, and we've got an 8th. Brilliant. This is great. Okay. We've got 8 pieces of card. That's really handy because I'm very forgetful. So it's good that we've got these pieces of card, that I haven't forgotten them. Now, shall we have a look? Because it looks to me like there's things written on each piece of card. Do you think you could read out your pieces of card? Says he, looking confusedly for a microphone, which is no longer here. It is here. Brilliant. Okay, so we've got these pieces of card. Would you read for us what's on your piece of card?
Meek.
No one's persecuted. My writing is abysmal. I do apologise. Yours one. Can you say that? Mourn. Say mourn. Mourn. Brilliant. And your one, what does yours say on it? You've got the longest piece of writing. Yours says, hunger and thirst for righteousness. Can you say, no, don't worry. Okay, you've got one. What does your one say? Shall we have a look at that piece of card? Yours says, pure in heart. That's a very good one. Do you read yours?
Pure in spirit.
So poor in spirit. Poor
in spirit.
Can you say yours?
Peacemakers.
Fantastic, brilliant, and last but not least,
merciful.
Merciful. We've got 8 words. Oh, I don't need this microphone anymore. We've got 8 words, which were all in the reading that we had just now that you helped us read. That reading is a very famous reading. It's called the Beatitudes. And it's what Jesus started off his sermon on the mountainside to all the followers, to all his disciples. His very first thing, he's got a massive crowd, and this is what he started off with. You hold up your pieces of card really high so that everyone can see them. Turn around and face this congregation. I know some of them look a bit funny, but they're lovely people, really. So Jesus thought this was the most important thing to start with. Now, they're funny things to say, really, because some of them seem a little bit, well, wrong. Blessed are those who mourn. Blessed are those who are persecuted. Blessed are the meek. This doesn't really sound right to us. Now, I'm going to have a little bit of a think about these and explain to you, while you guys, and perhaps you, maybe some of the music group could help us, to put them together into the form, of a jigsaw. Now, we've got this here, and we're going to see if we can stick them together to make a jigsaw. Okay, so you guys go, and Julia, as our youth leader, would you give them a hand? That's brilliant. And we're going to think about why those words are on there. Okay, so come forward and help Julia, because she needs a lot of help as well. Right, so the reason that Jesus used those things was not simply because of what they said, but because of what they didn't say. Because to the world, those things are completely wrong. They're upside down. If you ask people on the street, what are the things in life? What's life about? Who are the people who get ahead in life? They might say, instead of blessed are those who hunger and thirst after righteousness, they might say blessed are those who are comfortable. Blessed are those who don't stress, who don't worry about the rest of the world. Instead of those in the poor of spirit, they might say blessed are those who think they've got it all together. Not the people who think they need God, but the people who think they don't need God. They're the ones who've got an easy life. Instead of blessed are those who mourn, the world would probably say, do you know what? The people who've got it best are the people who don't care. Instead of blessed are the merciful, we'd say the people who want revenge and get revenge, they're the people who win at life. Instead of blessed are the meek, the world might say blessed are those who want and demand their own way. Instead of blessed are the pure in heart, the people in life who get ahead are those who plot and are sneaky and cunning and keep their plans hidden. Instead of blessed are the peacemakers are those who stir up trouble in order that they get ahead. Instead of blessed are the persecutors, we've got a world where blessed are those who stay out of trouble and keep quiet when things are going wrong. Jesus wasn't just giving a confusing set of instructions to his followers. Jesus was telling them that the way the world sees things is upside down. God's kingdom is a kingdom where people care. It's a kingdom where people know that they need God. It's a kingdom where people put other people in front of them. It's a kingdom where people take trouble because of other people's troubles. It's a kingdom where people are generous, where people are patient, where people are kind, where people are loving. It's a kingdom which looks upside down to the rest of the world. And Jesus started off his talk with this. He said to them, "The world is completely upside down." That is a fantastic jigsaw that this group have made. Shall we give them a round of applause? Because that's very, very good. Thank you. You may all go and sit down now and gaze in wonder at this jigsaw you have done. Now, Jesus didn't just say that because he was trying to get people's attention. Jesus started his talk with that because that was important. Because God's kingdom is the one that we should all be part of. Jesus was inviting everybody to be part of a different way of life. Now, do you remember that question I asked you about who are the saints? Do you remember I asked you, and some of you were getting, I mean, you're all pretty sure on Peter and Mary, and then we got a little bit more confused with Francis and Teresa, and then by the time we got to Guy and me, you really had, you know. Now, the answer is to the question, are these people saints? The answer is simply yes and no. I mean, no, because actually we're all sinners. We all mess up. If the standard of being a saint is perfection, then none of us make it. There's no one who's that holy that they're a saint just by being brilliant. That's the honest truth. But we are also all saints. You, me, Guy, Francis, Teresa, Mary, Peter, everyone who follows Jesus is a saint, because God looks on us and he doesn't see our sin and the things we've done wrong. He looks at Jesus and sees the forgiveness that we've got. And so he looks on us as people who are holy. And he says to all his people, you are saints. All the way throughout the New Testament, the people of God are described as the saints. So you and me are described as saints because we are trying to live life differently. We're trying to live by this standard, this new kingdom that Jesus was talking about, where everything is flipped upside down. And this is what we're called to be, saints. On their own, these pieces of cards didn't look like much, but if we put them together and join them with everybody else. They make a jigsaw. It's not a particularly pretty jigsaw. I'm not very good at making jigsaws. But they make something more than they are on their own. And that's what we're invited to be. We get an opportunity, an invite to be part of God's amazing kingdom. We get an invite to be part of something that's bigger and different and that will change the world. And Jesus invites us to be part with all of the saints in Horsham, outside of Horsham, in Britain, in Europe, in the world, and with all the Christians who have ever lived or ever will live. God says to us, you are all saints, because I don't look on you and see your sin. I look on you and see forgiveness. And we are invited to change the world for the better. I don't know about you, but I think that is the most exciting start to a sermon I ever heard. Jesus' Sermon on the Mount is brilliant. Go home and read the rest of it, because it is about changing the world, and we're invited to play too. Shall we pray? Heavenly Father, thank you for Jesus. Thank you for what he did for us. Thank you that he invites us to be part of something amazing. Thank you that your kingdom is not the same as the world, but is better and bigger and much longer lasting. Thank you for calling us saints, and help us to live up to that in our daily lives. Amen.